Shaboozey is in his 10th week at the top of the Billboard pop charts with a bar song, Tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. Joining the 10-week club is a rare honor, or at least it used to be. Here's NPR Music's Stephen Thompson.
Only 45 songs in history have topped the Hot 100 chart for as long as Shaboozey has. That's going all the way back to August 1958. Looking over the complete list, it's hard not to notice that this kind of longevity used to be far less common. In fact, until 1992, the 10-week club contained only two songs. That's Debbie Boone's You Light Up My Life from 1977 and Olivia Newton-John's Physical from 1981. Oddly enough, the list doubled in 1992. That's Boyz II Men's End of the Road and Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You. They held the number one spot for 13 and 14 weeks, respectively. In the last decade, though, we've seen a seemingly contradictory phenomenon. There's more music than ever to choose from and more ways to consume it, yet it's gotten more difficult to dislodge dominant songs from the top of the charts. Just last year, Morgan Wallen's Last Night sat at number one for 16 weeks. That's the second longest run of all time, behind only... Lil Nas X's Old Town Road featuring Billy Ray Cyrus. That still holds the record at 19 weeks. In the previous century, 13 songs joined the 10-week club. Since then, 32. Why? Well, streaming changed the game. Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, services like those led Billboard to start counting on-demand streams in its charts. Those now get counted alongside sales and radio airplay. And as it turns out, what people choose to stream is often the same song, over and over and over again. Stephen Thompson, NPR Music. Come along.